WYPR's Dominique Maria Benassi recently took us on a tour of a medical cannabis cultivation center on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Now Dominique has a look at the issue of training for cannabis dispensary employees.
Jacqueline Dalloway, owner of Pure Life Wellness on Cross Street in South Baltimore, and her general manager, Carly Butcher, are setting up shop for the day. Dalloway says it's normal for them.
We want our patients to feel that way too. We don't want them to feel like they're coming in and hiding.
Inside, the shop looks like an old-fashioned pharmacy. Tile floors, natural lighting, and long wooden counters. It's what's displayed on the counters that's different. Cannabis.
I went to Colorado, did a lot of visits to different dispensaries to kind of feel out how we want our store to feel.
Pure Life Wellness, one of 46 licensed cannabis dispensaries in the state, has been open since February. The dispensary is covered by multiple security cameras and an armed security guard. Patients with prescriptions for medical cannabis enter through doors that automatically lock behind them. Once Dalloway checks to make sure they are who they say they are, they can have their first consultation. Butcher explains how she assists first-time patients.
Somebody who's brand new is essentially, how do you want to feel, right? So what are you looking to alleviate? We like to start slow and low.
Butcher, Dalloway, and their 11 employees took courses in cannabis distribution from the Trichome Institute, a Colorado-based training agency for the marijuana industry. Dalloway says the training is crucial for the patient's experience.
You know, we don't want anybody to leave here and have a bad experience. A lot of these people are new to cannabis, so we want to hold your hand and walk you through this.
That's what James Yagello likes to hear. Yagello is the director of Hemp Staff, a marijuana industry training and recruitment agency. He says he's heard plenty of negative first-time cannabis experiences.
I've talked to many patients who have left one dispensary and gone to another dispensary because they don't want to know more than the person that's helping them.
Hemp Staff provides in-person trainings to a range of Marylanders, some people looking to find work at a dispensary and others seeking more information. Gigello says with the multitude of cannabis products on the market, from oils to edibles to powders, an employee needs to know what's what.
Someone comes in and, you know, they have arthritis, but they also get drug tested at their job. You got to know what product to give them so that they can relieve their arthritis, but also pass a drug test.
Will Tilburg, Director of Policy and Government Relations from the Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission, says state law requires training every 12 months for dispensary employees, but leaves it up to the dispensary owners to handle that.
These requirements are consistent with the vast majority of jurisdictions that have medical cannabis programs.
To hold the dispensary owners accountable, the commission has set up a formal complaint unit and implemented annual announced inspections and occasional unannounced inspections. Tilburg says the commission is proposing further regulations that would require a medical professional to be on site when a dispensary is open for business. Currently, it's optional.
And the goal of that is to ensure that there is a medical professional who does have significant education in things like contraindications and how medicines mix, etc., that would be relevant for educating patients and dispensary agents.
Yagello says dispensary employees who are not properly trained can pose a huge problem.
It's a problem because that is what the heart of the industry is.
And if the program isn't working properly, that could lead to unhappy customers and hurt the dispensary's bottom line. Anibam Basu, an economics consultant with a show on WYPR, says the dispensaries in Maryland that pass the rigorous application process don't have much competition.
Part of the value of these companies is they're in a constrained marketplace. They have a license. Others do not have a license to compete.
So there's a possibility of increased profitability with product differentiation or the idea of setting your dispensary apart from all the others and assuring your employees are well-trained. That's why Yagello wants to standardize training under the Maryland Medical Cannabis Commission's rules and regulations.
We would have liked to seen them set a list of standards, but that hasn't happened.
Back at Pure Life Wellness, Dalloway and Butcher are just about set up and ready for patients. Dalloway says she would like to see standardized training to ensure the success of her dispensary.
I mean, I think that just legitimizes this business so much more, making it a requirement.
I'm Dominique Maria Benassi for 88.1 WYPR.